Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We used this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did this at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Ben Albert. Ben is the owner of Balbert Marketing LLC, founder of the Grow Getters Only Collective, and host of the internationally recognized podcast, Real Business Connections. Ben, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Sure thing, Josh. I want to take a slant on this question because I don't think there's one individual key to success. I think it's a combination lock, similar to how you have a padlock at the gym. Everyone's going to have a unique combination. Everyone has a unique fingerprint. So how do we get stuff done? What's the key? It's really finding out what your combination is. And let's simplify this because we could do hours on just this. What do you want? Who has it? What do you want? Who has already accomplished it? Learn from that person. Follow their Instagram, their YouTube channel. Hire them. But there is no one individual key. It's a combination. But if you already know who's accomplished what you're trying to accomplish, I'm sure they have a playbook you can follow.
Yeah, no reason to reinvent the wheel when it's been invented thousands of years ago.
Exactly.
And that's, why is that? I mean, let's like dive into that a little bit. Yeah. Why is that one of the hardest things for us to do? Like there's this well-laid path and then there's this dude who's like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And they're like, well, here's the path you should take to be successful. He's like, screw that. I'm going to go my own way. I'm smarter than all of these people. Why do people do that?
It's a big psychological question because the most successful entrepreneurs of all time went the opposite direction, drew outside the lines, did things differently, created something that didn't exist before them. I think, let's say we're not trying to be the next huge innovator that does something that's never been done before. A lot of times it's just following the wrong playbook, the wrong coach, the wrong process. There's a lot of ways to skin a cat. Another cliche that's true. A lot of ways to sell a product, a lot of ways to market a product, lots of customers. Do I do high ticket? Do I do low ticket? It's really like not sitting down and it's okay that maybe Josh has done something I want to do, but if I don't resonate with Josh, I'm not going to do it. So it's less like, what does the process work? It's, am I willing to follow the process? Oftentimes it's no, and you're just lazy. Oftentimes it's no, and it's the wrong process for you. I was on a sales team at a company. The way we did business is not how I do business today. Not here to slander anybody. I was not a fan of the ethics in that business. I do business differently today, and I'm more successful than I was there. Same human being, same marketing professional role, just a different way of doing things that fit me better.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so that goes back to your comment about like, understand what your combination is.
Exactly.
And figure out how do those numbers really fit in for you. And I think I can draw back in a conversation that I had recently with another guest, which is whatever it is that you do isn't necessarily going to be the thing you do, but it's a place to start. You know, what's the best way to find the combination to your lock if you don't know it? Sit there and wait for it to manifest itself or start trying numbers?
Seek.
Yeah, indeed. And so that's where it's like, I think a lot of us are trying to find that combination without actually guessing some of the numbers or like, nah, man, I got to get it exactly right on the first try. And so I'm just going to sit here and think about it and plan real hard.
Man,
And then it doesn't work.
I'm a huge contrarian. I can disagree with myself all day because a playbook, a combination, a structure that works, works. It works because it works. However, the most successful entrepreneurs learn how to audible. They learn how to create their own plays. They learn how to do things differently. Even if you look at team sports, there's a playbook, but the best people on the field know what to do when the play goes awry. So the playbook's good. That's almost like phase one. Phase two is the reinvention. And you can never achieve what you're really looking to accomplish without hitting the reinvention phase. The reinvention phase is a reflection of you, your company, your team, and your audience. It's not something that's been done without you. You have to reinvent and do it differently because you're different. We could go on this all day. It's ooey gooey, but we're unique human beings. And if we forget that, we could lose ourselves. And I don't want to just go to the top and not have been there and be miserable. I want to go to the top as I am in reality. And I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And it reminds me, I'm a former musician, and as a somebody who improvises jazz music, something like that, the goal of jazz is not to do all these crazy notes. The goal of jazz is to really understand, well, what is the melody? And if you know that melody and it's like in your bones and in your soul, and it's something that is like vibrating with the frequency of your entire body, then you start to improvise on top of that. It's not like I'm inventing something new. I'm playing this melody, but I'm playing my version. I'm reinventing it, as you say. And
I love the music analogy because I love music as well. And have you ever seen someone in a jazz group or any band that's overplaying too many notes, trying to steal too much like spotlight? They're overplaying. And if you put them in a band where everyone has chops, and in this scenario, everyone overplays, they'll fit in better. But they're
Yeah,
not
right.
gonna, if they're in a slow jazz band and they're trying to shred on the bass the entire time, it might not fit.
That reminds me of there was this, I don't want to go too far off topic here, but there was a show like from the 90s, and it didn't last very long, but it was called The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. It was a TV show, and the subject matter was Indiana Jones before the movies. And there was one episode called Mystery of the Blues. And Indiana was like in living in this hotel, and he wanted to play with the band. And so they gave him a saxophone. They're like, all right, let's see what you got. And he just doop 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 doop. And all the jazz guys were like, dude, that's terrible. What do you stop that? And then the jazz leader told him, it was which by the way was Wynton Marsalis played the jazz leader, told him like, look, play this one. And he played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. You go and you play that, and you don't play anything else until you know this song. And then he finally brings him back at the end and said, hey, I want to bring up my friend to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And then he finally was able to play it and improvise it on top of it, because you just go back and you got to really, really know this thing and get it down. And then you can't get it wrong at that point.
I have
It's a good.
examples, but we can move on.
Yeah, no,
I
I mean,
love the
we could like,
topic.
yeah, we went way too far off
Well, I don't know if
the
the listener knew that about you, so that's good to know.
But yeah, that's the idea here. Back to what you were saying about business is like, if you know that playbook, then you can audible and you can create your own version of that play. And I think that's true mastery at that point.
100%. And that's reinvention, that's creativity.
And speaking of reinvention, I know that one of the things that you like to share and talk about is how you use podcasts to create influence. And so tell me what's your what you're a man speaking after my own heart here. So tell me what you got.
Where do we start? Oh my gosh, this could be a master class in itself. Coming from my background, and I'm going to simplify this for everybody. I was a music lover, still am my whole life. Started a music podcast in 2016 because I wanted to get into places for free. I was first MySpace pages, then Facebook pages, then websites, and I was promoting events, merch booth, the whole shabam. When the pandemic hit, Music Ben got, well, my biz, my, I was a sales executive for a corporate firm. I got let go. So I got fired during the pandemic. Didn't think I was going to be an entrepreneur, hadn't planned that out. That just happened. Music Ben was broken, unemployed. So I had to become Business Ben. Business Ben's an entrepreneur. And I had a music podcast, but I started a business podcast because I didn't know how to business. So I started it, one, to document the journey, two, to learn stuff along the way, three, to create content. We could go like 10 layers deep on any of these, but create a ton of content, shared reputation. I was bringing on business leaders. I wasn't a business leader yet, but people saw me hanging out with business leaders. It raised my social proof, my reputation, while I was learning from these people. And people charge money for their time. I was somehow getting it for free. So while all that happened, it was building the foundation of my own business. So meeting people. The one thing I didn't touch on, and it was not the purpose of the podcast, but I was a marketing professional. I had started a marketing company. A lot of business leaders need marketing. They might not need it from me, but there's a high possibility I can help them. So as I create content, as I learn, as I network, as I build social proof, I'm also doing some lead generation. And a lot of times the guest wasn't my client for my service-based business, but they knew somebody who could be. This was before I had 100 listeners. This was before I thought about scaling or being famous. It wasn't about me. It was documenting the learning journey. And by doing it, I already said this, but I was able to build a personal brand with content. I was able to connect with business owners, and I was able to funnel that back in to my service-based marketing business. And then before you know it, I didn't have to go back to corporate. And that was pretty badass, my friend.
Yeah, indeed. And it's one of the most powerful tools that you can have in your arsenal, especially if you're an entrepreneur or if deep networking and shaking hands and building relationships is essential to your survival and success. The podcast is one of the best possible things that you can do because of just what you said. You know, it introduces you and gets you into conversations that you never would have had otherwise.
Thanks for adding that, because I talked about myself and the podcaster a lot. It's the greatest handshake of all time. Literally just being able to say, "Hey Josh, love what you do here. I have an audience of X and I think you can add value to it. I'd love to have you on the podcast to inspire this audience." People that will never take your call, you've tried to A, B, and C call them, text them, sell them stuff. They're like, "Hell yeah, man, I'd love to do that." It's the greatest handshake of all time.
Yeah, agreed. And so tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do and who you serve and how you help them.
It's the boring stuff, man. It's the goal in everything I do is get the knowledge and the wisdom from the people who have it to the people who need it. There's lots of ways that can be done, but you already mentioned it. I host a podcast. I have a community called Grow Getters Only. That's for the peer-to-peer support. We also bring in guest celebrity mentors into the group, and I do marketing for podcasters and thought leaders. So my goal is really oftentimes to be behind the scenes, to be the bridge, to be the person amplifying the thought leader. And whether that's marketing for podcasters, building a community, or putting out free content myself, there's people that need the answer. We started with this. There's people that need the playbook. If I know someone who has it, it's my mission to share that with that human being that needs it.
Yeah, excellent. So, where can we go to learn more about that?
So the podcast, first off, I wouldn't be here without you. So I want to take a moment. And if you guys want to open up a tab right now, hit subscribe, hit share, 5 stars, leave a comment, send a DM. I would not be here without my lovely friend Josh. I would not be here without this podcast. I'm stalling on purpose so they can have an opportunity to do that. Just type in the words real business connections wherever you found this, or Google it, real business connections. It's really that simple. You can find me there.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we'll do that. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Ben Albert, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who are interested in checking out his podcast, you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts and look up Real Business Connections. Hey, if you're out there on your morning commute, dodging mopeds, splitting the lanes, if you're doing some crazy Bulgarian squats in the gym, or maybe you're out in the field repairing a windmill, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Now let's get to work.